Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I'm your host, Hannah Elise. I randomly have a lot of energy right now. I had both headphones on. That was weird. I randomly have a lot of energy right now, so I am just going with it, and I'm trying to ride the energy wave and the motivation wave that I have right now, because that does not come often. I've been struggling with that so much recently. So to finally have a moment that I am very energized. And it's not even because of caffeine, because if you are an OG, I have a coffee right next to me. We'll get into that though. If you're an OG, you know that caffeine does not do anything to me unless it is a cold brew. Specifically, for some reason, Starbucks cold brew fucks me up, like in the best way, until it crosses the line where it's not the best way. Like if I have too much of it, I will be fully like shaking like a small dog. So, but I don't have that today. I don't have a cold brew. I just have regular coffee. So that is not to blame. I don't know what it is. Maybe actually it is the fact that I was sick all last week and feeling like absolute garbage, and I'm finally on the freaking come up. It's been a week and I'm on the up and up now, feeling so much better. I woke up just on the right side of the bed. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling good. So welcome to today's episode. Hopefully this energy carries through into the rest of the episode, and I presume that it will. If you've listened to the last couple episodes, you are familiar with this little segment that I do at the beginning where I have three prompts that I like to answer to get us into the groove of the episode, get me into the groove of talking, and catch you up a little bit with what's going on in my life and what's going on in my head, and set the scene. So my first order of business, setting the scene wise, is what's Hannah drinking? Today I actually have something exciting to tell you that I'm drinking, because I got my first pumpkin spice creamer of the season for my coffees. So you bet your bottom dollar I am drinking an iced oat milk latte with my pumpkin spice creamer. And I'm absolutely over the moon. I had my first one with this creamer yesterday, and upon first sip, I felt I can't think of words. I felt the trajectory of my life for the next couple months shift greatly in a positive direction. I was I love anything pumpkin spice. I love fall. Fall is my favorite season. Fall is arguably the best season, if you ask me, and I am a professional, so I would know. So today, for what's Hannah drinking, I'm drinking my iced oat milk latte. As I said, I got the Starbucks pumpkin spice non-dairy almond milk and oat milk coffee creamer. It's phenomenal. So that's what I've got in there. And of course, my cinnamon as well. In the fall, if I want to go like full on fall with my coffee, I will do the pumpkin spice. What is it called? Whatever the pumpkin seasoning is that you can get, like the in the spice section, the pumpkin one, usually used in pumpkin pies, I believe, or things like that. But I love putting that in my coffee as a substitute for cinnamon, because it just tastes a little bit more like fall. It's got that like pumpkin pie vibe taste going on a little bit, and it just fallifies my drinks even more, which, God, I love fall. You can't tell, fall is by far my favorite season. I feel just at my absolute peak in the fall, besides the fact that during the fall, the sun starts setting earlier and earlier. I hate that. That is my only gripe, my one and only gripe with the fall. If that wasn't a thing, it would be perfect. But alas, I cannot control that, so it's fine. But that's what I'm drinking today. It is so good. I'm on my second one of the day. It's currently 1 p.m. when I'm recording this. I will probably have a third. That is the beauty and the power of having a coffee machine. I think that might have to lead me into my next... Dude, are they doing construction in my apartment right now? Does anyone hear that? I can't tell if that's outside or inside. You know what? Actually, I don't care, because there's nothing I can do about it. So if you hear that, I'm sorry. If you can't hear that, then ignore me. I'm going to let that lead me into my second prompt, which is one thing that I'm grateful for right now. And like last week, I'm going to do two things, because it's hard for me to pick just one. My first thing that I'm grateful for right now is my coffee machine. I have talked about this coffee machine till I'm literally blue in the face. It feels like I've had it for, I think, over 3 years now. I can't remember if I bought it in 2019 or 2020. I think it was 2019 that I bought it. So that, oh my God, wait, that's 4 years because I bought it in the summer. Oh, geez. Okay, so I've had it for 4 years. It is the Breville Barista Express coffee machine. It is very pricey. The price has actually gone up. I mean, as has the price of a lot of things since I bought it. But it is, I want to say, the best thing. I think actually like the number one best thing that I've ever bought in my life thus far in my 24 years. I use that thing every single day, multiple times a day. And it makes my absolute favorite coffee. I am a huge iced coffee girl. I love a coffee. I love a morning coffee. It's literally the first thing that I do when I get out of bed in the morning. And this coffee machine has made so many things possible. Oh my God. It just makes my life so much more enjoyable and so much easier. I don't have to spend $8 on a latte every day. And especially because I drink multiple coffees a day. Imagine $8 multiple times a day. And I'm saying eight because I've, from what I've seen with what I like to get in my coffees, which is oat milk and typically vanilla or something, and I always get a large, I'm seeing the average around my area, Manhattan, New York, like $7 to $8 for one of those, which is crazy. So this coffee machine was definitely a hefty investment up front, but it has paid for itself over and over and over, probably multiple times over now with how much I use it and love it. So it was definitely an investment, but 1,000,000,000% worth it. So I'm very, very thankful for that. I'm thankful for that every single day. Seriously, when I wake up, the first thing that I think about when I open my eyes is making my coffee. And it's like literally what gets me out of bed half the time. That and my cat, Charlie. But that's my first thing that I'm grateful for today. My second thing is something that I ordered recently and I just got it in the mail. I'm wearing it right now. And it is this fucking Skims shirt, okay? I've been hearing about these damn shirts for so long, and I finally bought these shirts. It's the Skims cotton jersey t-shirt. My God, I have heard so much hype about these, so I ordered two of them. I got one in navy, and I got one in soot, which I'm assuming is just like black. Because I really need just good quality basic t-shirts, like short sleeve shirts. I have gone through so many like cheaper ones and they just don't last me very long. And the quality is just not, with the amount that I wear them, I want something that's going to be good quality. It's going to hold up for me. So I finally decided to buy one of these damn Skims shirts. And let me tell you here first that these shirts do not play around. Miss Kim K did not play around with these shirts. I put this shirt on today, like an hour ago, and I was like, oh my God, this is a comfortable ass shirt. I'm not one to just like wear tight short sleeve shirts around the house. I typically will wear a baggy, oversized t-shirt that's like a dress on me, but I'm sitting here comfortably in this shirt. Oh my God, I love this shirt. I've had it on my body for a whole 1 hour, but I'm so happy that I finally bought one of these. It is amazing. It feels so good on. Like the quality is, yeah, the quality is there. So I'm very, very happy with my shirts that I got. I'm wearing the navy one as we speak. The black one's going to get a hell of a lot of use. I am wearing a black short sleeve shirt pretty much all the time with everything. And I dress very much like by the basics. I love just having a bunch of basics and being able to wear things in a bunch of different ways. So my basic tops, like my staples, get a lot of wear. So I will keep you updated on how these shirts, you know, wear over time. But on first, my first impression is I'm impressed. So I'm thankful for these shirts existing, and I'm thankful that I own two of them now. So that's that. And then my final prompt is one thing that I am looking forward to this week. I think I have a few things. I'm going to list a couple. Number one, I get to see my family this weekend. They are coming to the city because I actually have some travel plans the next couple weeks after this week. So they're coming to the city, and then I am heading home with them, which I'm really excited to see them. I haven't been home, like, to my parents' house in a long time. Like, this is probably the longest I've ever gone in one period not going home. Feels really weird. Because obviously, like, this is my home now, but I don't know. I just, like, miss my parents' house. So I'm excited to see them. I am meeting a YouTube friend for the first time for dinner this week. And this is somebody that I have watched on YouTube. Like, they're one of my OGs, and we, like, became mutuals on the internet, and we're finally meeting up, even though we both live here, and I've lived here for 2 years now. They've lived here even longer. We have not met yet, so we're meeting this week. I'm really, really excited for that. And then overall, I think I'm looking forward to feeling really good about myself at the end of this week because of all the things that I got done and being productive. I have a very busy week. I'm trying to do a lot of things in advance this week because, as I said, I have some travel coming up for the next couple weeks. So I'm trying to get as much work and stuff done now so that I can just enjoy my trips and spend time with the people that I'm going to be with and enjoy where I am and be really present and not thinking about anything that's due or, like, worrying about, you know, something that I have to do. I'm trying to be proactive this week and productive. I've challenged myself to this, and I have quite a lot on my list, but I am putting it out there right now, manifesting that by the end of this week, I will be really proud of myself with everything that I've done and how productive I've been, and I'll feel so good going into these next couple weeks, and I can just enjoy my time and be present in the moment and all of that. So that's something that I'm kind of putting out there into the universe, manifesting for this week. Coffee break. I do have to say, and I'll talk more about this in probably the next couple episodes coming up, but I have a trip coming up that I am so excited about, and I just keep getting more and more excited by the day. I'm going to a place I've never been before, and I'm just getting more excited. I'm thinking about it. I'm planning for it. I'm going to start packing at the end of this week because by the time I'm back in the city, I will have very limited time to get my shit together and pack and all of that before I have to hop on a flight. So I've been thinking about, like, what I want to pack, outfits, stuff like that, and it's just getting me really excited. So I'm so excited to tell you all about that, but that will come in the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned. Sorry for the cliffhanger, if anyone really cares that much, but just know I'm very excited, and I'm very excited to share everything that I'm going to be doing with you on all of my platforms. It's going to be amazing. All right. Enough with the chit chat. I say as I'm about to continue chit-chatting, because this is my podcast and that is what I do. Let's get into the topic of today's episode. I don't have anything, like, actually written out for this. I just have a sentence in front of me on my computer that I'm going to reference and kind of use as my thesis statement for the rest of this conversation. I just really want this to be a conversation. I don't have any talking points. I don't have any research. I just want to talk about this sentence in front of me. But first, I want to give you a little bit of backstory. So I who was it? I don't remember who it was that I was talking to, but I was talking about just kind of the ups and downs and the ebbs and flows of my job and the internet, and how I will go through periods where I feel like I'm doing really well in terms of like analytics, numbers, things like that. And not to say that those things, they're definitely not at all the most important, but they are still important because in order to get brand campaigns, you want to have good analytics. You want to have good stats, good numbers. So while it is definitely not the most important thing, it is still something that I pay close attention to because it directly impacts my job opportunities, my partnerships, which are how I pay my bills. So I was talking to somebody, and I really wish I could remember who this was, but I was just talking about how I'll feel like I'm on a stretch of being quote unquote successful, and I'll feel super good about the content I'm creating and how it's being received. And if I'm like my content's doing well, I'll feel like I'm having success. And then I will hit a period where things aren't doing as well, or I'm not as inspired. I kind of don't know exactly what I want to create. I'll feel like I don't have anything to say. I'll feel like maybe numbers aren't as high, and then I start to worry about sponsorships and things like that, and if brands are going to want to work with me because my numbers are kind of all over the place. And it's really been like that for the past couple years now since I graduated from college. I feel like in college, my content was pretty consistent and my numbers are pretty consistent because all of my college, or what? All of my content basically revolved around college and people were interested in that. And now I have been kind of just experimenting since I graduated with types of content, topics of content, things like that. And while I've been experimenting with my content, I've also been experimenting with my life to kind of see what sticks. So I've experienced a lot more of the up and down, coming and going, ebb and flow since I've graduated. And that has been something that is at times difficult to deal with, I guess. Like going from being used to having super consistent growth, super consistent, quote unquote, success, to having a lot more ups and downs, a lot more volatility has thrown me off. And it has made me question on many occasions if this is what I should be doing, if this is the job for me, if I'm still good at this, if people still care, if I still have a place in this whole creator like ecosystem that is so big now. And I get like really existential with it. It feels every time I'm on one of the lower points where maybe like views are down and people aren't as interested and my quote unquote success isn't quite as good in my mind. If everything's not like amazing all the time, then I'm doing something wrong and I start to question everything. And then I get worried, like I said, about getting deals and working with brands if my numbers aren't as consistent and they're not as high as they used to be. And I mean, damn, there's the economy too, which is a mess. So there was all of this, and this is something that I think about all the time, literally all the time. Almost daily, honestly. And if not that, then like multiple times a week. But I was back to what I was saying. I was talking to somebody about all this, and I'm pretty sure that I was talking to them at a period where things were a bit slower and I was on one of the like downward sides, I guess, of my up and down situation. And I was just talking about how I felt kind of discouraged and I just didn't know what to do or if this was the right thing for me anymore. And this person said to me, well, growth comes in waves. And I don't know what it was about that, but I had never had anyone say that to me before. And I had never, I mean, if I had seen that phrase before, growth comes in waves, I probably saw it at a time where it didn't hit as hard and I didn't really absorb it as much. But in this moment, when that person said that to me, that growth comes in waves, almost like it was a matter of fact, like, that's just how it is. Like, not just with me, it's not a me personally thing. It's not even just because of my job, although the career that I am currently in and I've chosen to do has a lot of volatility and not a lot of certainty. So this is something that just comes with the territory naturally. But this reminded me that this is so normal. It is normal to have periods of ups and periods of downs because growth does come in waves. I actually think, I still don't remember who said this to me, but I'm remembering more about the situation at the time. I think I was feeling discouraged. This was like several months ago when I was like consistently losing subscribers on YouTube. And again, as I said, it's the numbers are like not all that, and especially subscriber count, like it's more about engagement and things like that. But it was just personally kind of sad to me because I was still doing my best and like putting out content, and every time I would put out new content, people would unsubscribe. So it was just kind of like, damn, am I doing something wrong? Like, what do I do? It came to one of those points where I got existential with it and I was like, am I just not cut out for this anymore? Like, is what's going on? What's happening? Is it me? Like, am I the problem? Am I doing something wrong? Like, what do I need to change so that things are interesting and that I'm excited and other people are excited? There was just a lot of contemplating going on. And somebody said to me, growth comes in waves. And I was like, you know what? In that moment, that is exactly what I needed to hear. And from that moment on, when I heard this, it genuinely has put me at ease when I have periods where I feel like this. Because now, when I'm on a downward period, I remind myself that growth comes in waves. And this is just not a growth wave right now. But that doesn't mean that there will never be another one, another wave of growth. And there are always waves of growth happening, big and small. Sometimes it's a video that gets a lot of views. That happened like a couple months ago. Out of nowhere, a video got a bunch of views. And I haven't had a video blow up like that in years, but it was random in my mind. I don't know what happened, but that was a wave that came in that I didn't see coming, but it happened. And honestly, if you would have told me several months ago when I was having this conversation about feeling kind of discouraged that that would happen, I'd be like, well, no, like that's not possible. But since I have kind of reframed the way that I'm looking at everything and my career and even more than that, my life through this lens that growth comes in waves, I've began to have a little bit more faith in the timing of things, faith in myself, faith in what's meant to be will be, and faith that everything is literally going to be okay. And this isn't like a groundbreaking thing to acknowledge that growth comes in waves, but to me, it was. Because I hadn't heard it before in a context that I needed to hear it in as much as this. And it has truly changed the way that I think about and respond to situations, and especially periods of not as much growth. Something crazy also happened after I had this conversation with this person and they told me this and I started thinking this way. And I'm not saying that this happened because of this, but I just thought it was interesting how close this happened after this was said to me. I, as I said, had been like consistently losing subscribers for like months. I think I was probably net like negative 4,000 or something like that over a period of a few months. And ideally, you obviously want to be a net positive, which means you are growing, you know, your audience is growing. That's what you ideally want. But I was literally a net negative, and not just a net negative. It was net, like, I want to say probably about 4,000, 3,000 to 4,000 over the course of a few months, which, again, it's not everything. Numbers aren't everything. And the most important thing is the people who are still there, you know? Those are the people that are the most important and that deserve my attention and time and recognition, because those are the people, those are my people. But I'm just a human being, and I can't blame myself for kind of looking at that and being like, damn, I'm feeling discouraged and getting down on myself and questioning basically the rest of my career. I was like, do I just give up? Like, what? Maybe people just don't fuck with me anymore. I don't know. Then I had this conversation with this person. They reminded me that growth comes in waves, and I don't even literally know how to explain this. I don't even know what prompted this, but I started gaining subscribers. And I don't want this whole podcast to be about like my subscriber count. That's actually not, it's really not that serious, but it's just an interesting little thing that happened, and I want to use it as an example. I started growing. My subscriber count started growing. It was a net positive for the first time in months. And not only was it a net positive, but I was actually growing. It was like a faster rate of people coming in than I had seen in the last like probably year. I still don't even know exactly what happened or like what prompted that. I don't know, to my knowledge, if like a video blew up. Like, I still don't even know. But this shift happened right after I had this conversation about growth coming in waves. I was sitting there in like still water, I guess. I was basically treading water. No waves were coming. I was kind of feeling defeated. And I had no idea that a wave, a big one, was forming out in the distance. And I think that's really what I want to hit home here today. If you are in a period where there aren't any waves, growth waves coming, you're kind of just, it feels like treading water and it's completely still, you have no idea what is forming out somewhere in the abyss that is gonna make its way to you. You have no idea. And the only way that you're going to be able to feel those waves come in is if you keep going. If you give up and you just get out of the water. I love using visuals to explain my thoughts. So I'm picturing myself literally in an ocean right now and the water being completely still, but then like miles away somewhere farther out into the ocean, waves are forming. But where I am right now, there's no waves. It's just completely calm and I'm just kind of chilling there, you know, looking around. I can't even see any waves forming because there's not any in my immediate eyesight. But my immediate eyesight is not the entire landscape of things. It's not, I can't see everything that's happening everywhere at all times. I can only see what's immediately around me. So I have no idea that waves are forming farther out. And as I'm looking around, I'm not seeing anything, and I'm like, well, damn, maybe this is my time to throw in the towel. Nothing's happening. I'm just kind of treading water here, trying to keep myself afloat, and there's no end in sight. There's no waves in sight. The only way that you're going to be able to see those waves come is if you keep going. If I chose, or choose in the present tense, to be like, whatever, and get out of the water and walk away, a wave could come tomorrow. But I wouldn't know. I won't be there to experience it because I dipped. Growth comes in waves, and these waves happen when you aren't expecting them. And sometimes they happen when you are expecting them. Sometimes you see them coming, so you know they're like kind of on the horizon, but other times you can't see them and you don't know when they're coming. You don't know how big they're going to be. You don't know how frequent they're going to be. You don't even know if they exist at all. But it takes faith to keep going, even when you can't see waves of growth coming to you. Faith in what? Faith, first of all, first and foremost, in yourself. I have learned that I really need to have more faith in myself. I am so quick to almost blame myself when things aren't going as well or I'm not in a period where I'm seeing success. I always tend to blame myself and I'm like, well, maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm just boring. Maybe it's me. And I doubt my abilities. I think maybe I'm just not as good. Maybe I can't compete with everybody else. I can't compete in this very saturated, you know, creator economy we have right now. I'm not good enough anymore. But not having faith in myself like that is not doing anybody any favors. Because I'm trying my best. Whether the success is coming or not, I'm still trying the entire time. And I deserve to give myself credit for that. I deserve to put faith in myself. I've gotten myself this far. So who's to say I won't get myself even farther? Sticking around means having faith in yourself, believing in your abilities, believing that you can do it. And I need to do more of that. And I think I have been doing more of that. And I've been having a lot more faith in myself. And it feels really good. Even just right now, when I was talking about how I wouldn't have as much faith in myself, I'm looking at myself in my computer screen and I can like see my reflection and it makes me so sad that I think of myself that way sometimes and I don't give myself proper credit or I don't have the faith in myself that I deserve because I do so much and I try so hard and I put so much love into what I'm doing. The least I can do for myself is have faith in myself. So that's part of it. The other part is having faith in kind of the circumstances and in the way things will play out. Having faith that everything will happen for a reason, and if it's meant to be, it will be, and things will come to you when they're meant to. As long as you continue trying, things will work out the way they are meant to work out. Having faith in that. There are also times where it is actually time to get out of the water and to go do something else. And that's okay, completely okay. You will truly know when that time comes. But don't let it be because you give up faith in yourself. If you truly want to do something else and you don't want to do this anymore, whatever type of water you're in, you don't want to be in that anymore and you want to go to something else, that is completely okay. More power to you. I'm not saying you have to stick in something forever if it's not something that you want to do anymore or if it's not right for you anymore. But what I'm saying is sometimes you got to wait it out. If you want to continue doing what you're doing, but you're not seeing as much growth at the moment or success, however you define that, at the moment, you have to wait it out sometimes. A lot of the time, half the time, I feel like is me waiting it out. And that's the reality of it. Growth isn't happening in big ways every single day. It could be happening in small ways every single day that's building up to a bigger wave. Little waves, you know, little shifts can come together to create bigger waves. But the only way that you will see those waves come in is if you keep going. And don't let a period of maybe slow growth or seemingly no growth at all discourage you from playing the game altogether. Because growth comes in waves. If you're not in a period of that right now, that doesn't mean that one's not coming. This has truly changed the way that I view my work and my life. There are times for everything. There are times for change. There are times for remaining the same. There are times for growth. There are times for struggle. There's times for everything in life. Life is not constant success, constant growth, but it's also not constant failure. And failure is not the right word. I don't know what the word would be, but it's not failure. Failure is like too, I don't like that word. But you know what I mean. It's not constantly good or constantly bad. It's a mix of both. And it's the same with this. Sometimes there's growth, sometimes there's not. But that's okay. That's normal. Everyone's experiencing that in their own ways. Don't get completely discouraged and down on yourself if you're in a period of, you know, minimal growth. Or you're in a period of decline even, like I was. Just know that growth comes in waves. And that's all there is to it. I think I'm going to stop while I'm ahead because I feel good about that. What I just said, I think. And I wanted to remind all of you of this fact, because it is a fact. And if you need to hear this right now, if you're in a period of your life where you're not sure what you're doing, or you're feeling a bit discouraged, or you're feeling like things are really on kind of the decline, it's okay, because growth comes in waves. That's all. And a wave is coming. That's all I've got for you today. Thank you for listening. I love you so very much. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I will be back next week with a brand new episode. Have a great week. Happy September also. What the fuck? I'm confused. Okay, it's the 9th month of the year, and if I think about it too much, I will throw up. So, happy September. The good thing is that it's basically fall, even though it's literally going to be 90 degrees this week in New York City. I'm going to ignore that because that is not my vibe. But it's basically fall. Like, I don't know. The scary part is that it's the 9th month of the year, and it's things are just moving too fast. As you grow up, time moves faster and faster every year. And even when you think that it's not going to move any faster, it freaking does, which is terrifying. I'm going to stop thinking about it before I have a legitimate existential crisis, because I don't have time for that today. I have things to do, and I'm going to go do them. All right. I love you so much. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.